Online Podcast 189Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Online Podcast. Ay, 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 ay. Okay, it's me. It's Monday. It's, the 16th of October. And I'm not going to do a full show right here. I will be playing a recording, a second part of the recording that I'm sure a lot of you want to listen to really complete the stories from Kay. I spoke to Kay, and after I posted last week's show, there were several comments just came on my website. First one was from Kay. And then there's also Vincent has been following the program for a long time, so he kind of sort of have the background. And for newer people, in which it's my bad that I did not set up the interview properly, or it just for some reason came across as Kenichi Lee says, it feels like it's a bit senseless or surreal, is his own words. And I also Nick Thomas also said that he felt like he was an interloper to the conversation. So it's probably my bad, and I personally don't really hear that or see that. I think if you were to have heard the first interview first, from 5 months ago, maybe you could probably understand his situation a little bit better and therefore not feel that way. But I'm not sure. It's my show, so essentially I have to take responsibility for that. So I'm going to look into seeing how I can present that interview differently this time. However, I'm just going to play it as it is also. I just need to know when I'm doing the interview, what should I do differently to pull more of him out. However, this second part of the interview is actually a little bit more lighthearted because we get to talk to him a little bit more about the future rather than the past. And so Kay would be chatting with me a little bit more, and I was a little bit more silly and also in the show. And that's probably part of the reason why people feel a little bit different in this interview, is because when I actually talked to him, I was probably a little bit more serious, because I did not find out, I don't know what's up with him until while I'm talking to him on the show. And so thank you for those who commented, Kenichi Lee, thank you so much, and also Nick Thomas, also Vincent, Kay, obviously, for being the guest, and also I believe Brad also posted something on there, and he said that his first episode is... Oh, oops, I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm going to subscribe to it right after I do this show. Brad has a new podcast called 773podcast.com. That is his new podcast, and his first episode is up. So you guys have to go check it out, and I'll do the same after the show. And VJ Net also has a podcast. I did not realize that, but he also has a podcast. So go over there and check it out too. You can go to the comment area, or you can just go to VJNet, VJNET.blogspot.com, and find out more about his podcast. And Reynard also, do you call yourself Reynard or Reynard? I call you Ahua. Anyway, Reynard, or Reynard, like Bernard, or Bernard, we call Bernard too. But anyway, he also said a few things about the interview. Also, thank you for your comment. And also, Calvin also commented on the show. But he said something about my laugh, though. Was I laughing in Kay's interview? But anyway, is this a new comment? This is from Calvin. I don't know who Calvin is. Hello, waffles.blogspot.com. Just wanting to tell or let you know that I love your laugh. It always sounds like bubbling joy to me. And best of luck with the tentative pair. What the hell? What is this? I don't know this word, so I'm going to read what paramour. The meaning of paramour, because I'm checking this right while I'm recording the show. How professional am I? Of course, this is not professional. This is just a podcast. It's real. A lover, especially the illicit partner of a married person. Oh my gosh. Anyway, thank you, Calvin. I've got to check out Calvin's West. I must have missed this comment. Oh yeah, he's from San Francisco. Well, anyway, go check out his website too. There's a link on the comment. This is on show 188, Back to K. And today's episode, we'll be listening to more of K. However, I am going to talk to you. Oh, I want to say thank you. A big, big thank you to two people who generously donated for me. One is especially Jeb. I met Jeb when I visited Seattle, and Andrew and Jeb. And Jeb, I think after we met, started to listen to my show, and there are a few things that really strike a chord with him, especially when it comes to spirituality and religion. And so yeah, he's very generous and donated a big number of moolah for moi. And thank you so much, Jeff, for doing that. It has taken me several weeks before I can thank you on the microphone here right now, but because I either slipped the opportunity to do so, or I've been doing the honor roast and don't remember, blah, that's really bad. But thank you, Jeff, for doing so. I've got the money, and it will all go back to paying for my hosting fee for my media and my anything online related. Thank you very much for your generous donation, as well as MikeyPod. MikeyPod.com. You can go to MikeyPod.com. You can check out the new graphics that I have updated for him. I've created some graphics for his website several months ago, and he's now updated, no longer in Texas. And so I updated the website for him. So go check that out also, MikeyPod.com. And thank you for his generous donation also. Let's see, what's the YHF? Oh, I want to comment on the video also, the video 17, online video number 17. I call it Out of Love, Out for Love, of course, referring to the National Coming Out Day. And I put together a video. I was so inspired by the video that I saw, and also trying to explain what my show is all about. And really, that sort of sum up what my show is. It will be talking about gay issues, we'll be talking about any other issues, but especially it really comes very close to my heart when it comes to coming out or being able to accept yourself as being gay. And people around me people who listen to this show who may not have the opportunity to come out yet, as simple as coming out to yourself is also very important, and I mentioned that in the video as well. So if you haven't seen the video, go back to onlinepodcast.com, the website, and scroll down to online video number 17. I call it Out of Love, Out for Love. And you can check out the video also. So that's probably it. I actually want to play a comment from a... Steve Horace, and I'll be playing a comment that's kind of bitchy, and I will talk about my response also after this. Listen to this comment by Steve.
John, you fat whore, this is Steve, Rice Queen from Swan Lake, and I'm recording this in the binaural microphones that you recommend, and because I'm doing that, I have to make a cup of tea just to make some noise. Anyway, that's not my point. Apart from not to shut that door. What's my point? Right, my point is, I've been subscribed, keeping an eye on your fat.onlinepodcast.com or fat.andymelton.net blog. And while some of you have been posting regularly, I notice you haven't actually posted since something like the 19th of September. Let me just check. Hang on. No, it's Andy. That's Vincent. Going down. John. Yeah, 19th of September. That's nearly a month ago, honey. So, you know, I think you need to get back on it, you know, don't let it slip, because, yeah, you're fat. Okay, Ah, oh, the kettle's spoiled. All right, then. That's about it for now, I think. I shall catch you... well, I'm talking to you right now online, actually. But there we are. Catch you later. Bye!
So that was a very bitchy comment from Steve. And that got me going over to the fat.onlinepodcast.com, or actually you can go there by typing in fat.andymelton.net. You will be able to get there also, but if you want to remember online podcasts, you can just type in fat.onlinepodcast.com. You'll be able to get to the website. And that website is really a place for us, a few people who are struggling with weight. I'm probably the smallest when it comes to weight. amongst the other ones who are taking part, maybe not for long, because as people are losing weight, I'm not. And I talk about a few things. In fact, I wrote something that's somewhat controversial because of the language. I was trying to be funny and also trying to be very frank about my feeling about talking about my fat. So it all came out after I talked to Steve Horace about body image, that we were checking out really hot rugby players. And so after looking at those, I kind of got bitter, I call it bitter fat fatigue. And so you can go check that out. Go to fat.andymelton.net. I wrote two entries. One is called Still Fat, and the other one is called Poetic Just Fatties. And so you can go read that and whatever. There's stuff that really... It started off as a personal chat on iChat with Steve, and I thought it really summed up my frustration. And so there are words that I would normally wouldn't use, especially in front of certain people. But when it's writing, I thought it really expressed that moment. So go check that out on this website, fat.andymelton.net, or you can go there by typing in fat.onlinepodcast.com as well. And so right now we'll play the clip that I recorded with Kay a couple of weeks ago, and we get to hear a little bit of a lighter side of him and also a little bit crazy side of me. And I hope that with this interview, hopefully it would give you a better conclusion than what I have left it off last week. I planned to play it on Thursday, but I just got so busy that I didn't get to do anything. In fact, because I posted the video, I thought I would wait until this Monday, today, to post it. So take a listen to the rest of the interview, and I would love to hear from your comments. And if it is still bad, I'm going to have to do something different. I really want you to understand, I think I was explaining this with Kenichi on iChat, that I want you to know that I'm merely providing a place, a platform for people to express themselves. They do not have to be polished or refined or have to be a bubbly personality, or they don't have to be anyone sound really good or have a wonderful voice. They just need to be themselves. This is what you don't hear, because maybe certain shows get canceled because it was not good enough, not exciting enough, not entertaining enough. That's not the point of online podcasts. Online podcasts is merely to provide you my learning process on a certain issue, my frustration on a certain issue, my life in general, and hopefully that would spark some inspiration for other people to do the same thing, to talk about themselves, to speak out about their coming out, or speak out about their being gay, or speak out about their being a Malaysian or an American. All those kind of stuff. It's just merely a very genuine reflection of my life and people around me. So I was having a pretty healthy dose of discussion with Kenichi Lee online, and because of that, I'm going to bring him up onto the show and have him tell us. I learned a few things from him that he is very passionate about, which is good, because that is what my show is intending to become, is to really have people like Kenichi Lee come to my show and talk more about what he believes so that we get ideas and new opinions and new ideas coming from different sides. So I'm looking forward to chatting with you, Kenichi Lee. And in the meantime, listen to the rest of Kay's interview that I did about maybe 2 weeks ago. And then I will probably see you sometime this week or maybe next week. And I hope you have a wonderful week and listen to the rest of the interview. Is there anything that you would want people who ask about you after the interview to know right now? Like any, yeah. Especially your readers, because like your readers came over for to listen to the shows.
Right. When you told me that, you know, there are people who are still asking about me, and then, you know, it made me feel good. You know, I'm thankful and I'm grateful that, you know, there are.
Ah. What was that?
Okay, I'm grateful that, you know, there are people who are still concerned. And
now that you are out, you're more out, do you find anything that you did not know about the gay community in Malaysia?
Oh, no. I, even before I was out to some people, I do read a lot, you know. I read a lot and I know what's happening. It's just that I'm just not involved.
Yeah, you're not involved. You're not involved. Is it because of the reason that you don't want people to know that you're gay, or do you think that those activities that the gay community is doing is not what you're doing, or is it just because you don't feel like it? What is the reason?
No, it's definitely not about the activity, you know. It's definitely not about it. It's just that I wasn't ready, and some of the things does not really interest me.
Okay. Now, what do gay people do these days in Malaysia?
Oh, they go to gym a lot. They work on their body a lot.
Gosh, I have to stop you for a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, I may have to move back to Malaysia to pick up myself. Oh, good God. I just stepped off the scale and I'm not going to even mention that. But anyway, that's the reason why I moved to the US, so that I don't have to go to the gym.
I mean, seriously, you come to any gym right here and you're likely to bump into.
Oh, yeah, but are there any fat gay people at all in Malaysia? Please tell me there are.
You're not fat.
Oh, wow. What about, like, kind of a little plump, a little chubby?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. Then I won't feel as bad. Because I'm pretty out. I don't know if you I don't know if you follow or if you realize. I also have another show called Penang Hokkien, and that was reported in The Star.
And yes, I've seen that.
Yeah, so the article was out everywhere, and so people sort of know me, and I came out on the show. I came out on Penang Hokkien. Not that I wasn't planning to do that earlier. It's just that I've never really hide my gayness, my homosexuality. I always talk about it on the show. It's just that it wasn't the topic, so I never really bring it up front. But then when we started doing a show about being gay, and I just said that, you know, if you don't know any gay person, you do know one person now. I'm gay. So I was very out and plump at the same time. But anyway, let's go back to the real topic is, what do people do besides going to the gym? What do they do? Like, as far as social, partying?
The club.
Clubbing, okay. Besides that.
Travel.
Okay, and that's
good. There's this event coming soon in Phuket.
Oh, fuck it. My friend, my partner Bruce called, oh, fuck it. Because it's spelled Phuket. Fuck it. But anyway, so there's a gay event in Phuket.
Yeah, it's a big gathering, so people from all over Asia, I think, will be flocking. It's end of this month.
Oh, are you going?
Nah.
No. Would you want to go?
Nah, not at the moment.
Okay. So now I still am sort of, you know, I'm still not quite there yet. I don't get what do people do. Is there any like
what do y'all do there?
Okay. Like we would have say gay organizations and you know, we have like gay pride and stuff like that. So there are organizations for specific gay groups that so I'm thinking more of like this more social things. Do we are sort of the boring gays, which we don't do like party and all that. So what we do is we hang out with other gay friends. Like maybe we'll have dinner or something. So do you guys do that too? Oh, maybe you don't do that because you're there, all buffed. And you don't eat.
No, there are a few groups like you say. They are not really officially clubs, but they are groups and then where gays group together to discuss, to talk about gay issues, stuff like that. And they do hang out, you know, quite oftenly and then like picnics and stuff. I've been reading this group on, was it on Yahoo or I think it's on Yahoo. It's called like Gender Generals.
Gender what?
Genres. GenderGenres.
Oh, gender genres. Gender. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I found it. So it's a Yahoo group, and I'll probably put a link on there too if I remember.
Yeah.
But it's called, it's groups.yahoo.com/group/gender genres. And,
yes. It's an interesting group, you know. People talk and discuss about gay issues and. Yeah, you should read and
Malaysian
I'm
gay
just
writers.
A second reader. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I'm not so much a reader, I am a listener. So is there I still haven't seen any Malaysian gay podcasters off from Malaysia yet. Is that something that you guys have ever talked about doing? Especially
I'm not
the bloggers?
You know, podcasting is still very new to me, you know. Uh-huh. If you don't have, if I've not, like, known
fighting,
you,
then, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I wouldn't have known anything about podcasting.
But yeah, it's coming up. I am planning on doing a podcasting workshop when I go back to Malaysia next year. Not necessarily just gay topic, but, you know, just podcasting in general. And I may actually bring that same workshop down to KL as well. I'm trying to do one in Penang, and so we'll have to figure out the sponsorship and all that first. But because you know, obviously, I can't do it by myself because all that I'm doing, everything is coming out of from my pocket and from my 7 jobs. So I don't really have a, you know, good funding. So we'll find to see if the other people are interested because I really want to hear more of everybody's daily lives, gay people's daily lives, because we just don't have enough. That's why the Malaysian gay bloggers are so popular among the gay people there, because it's something or someone that you can relate to.
Yes.
Which is exactly what we're doing this one right here. My ultimate goal, besides my American listeners and my international listeners from everywhere, my main goal is to see if it's going to be a tiny voice for Malaysians who are going through maybe some struggles. And, you know, there's still struggles here in the United States, but I can only imagine how it is with our cultural background and all that, and the government, and how things are in Malaysia. So are you actively involved in any besides just reading? Do you have any intention of being a little bit more involved
active
in the social, like the gay rights thing? Is there any gay rights organization in Malaysia? Obviously, we don't have much rights.
Yes, not that I know of, but I think there are a few.
I just hope that they won't ban me from going into Malaysia because I'm so. Well, that won't be a problem because even on Penang Hokkien, I only have several thousand listeners, but I don't, well, several meaning like a couple, 2,000, but this one, I only have like
it's
maybe 300 to 400 listeners here. So I'm not going to have to worry about that yet, at least. But I just hope that there will be more gay podcasters from Malaysia. It will be so interesting to hear people, gay people who live there and go through their daily lives. What are their struggles and what are things that, you know, perhaps maybe you can tell me what are the things that you think that people, foreigners, would find very surprising when they go and immerse themselves in the gay community in Malaysia? What do you think that from an outsider, what would surprise them?
I've not been overseas, so
what about things
so
that
I wouldn't know what's outside there and how different they are from us here.
Is there anything that, well, my question is probably, is there anything that you think may surprise people?
Like, no.
So it's pretty much like how it was reported. It's pretty, now I thought that things, some people were telling me that things are a lot more open and a lot more gay than outsiders think. Like they're so obviously they're like, besides, I just hate to dwell in just the sexual part of things, you know. I want to, you know, get to know, I'm sure there is, I mean, even before, I mean, you can find that in like Iraq, you know, gay bathhouses and stuff like that. But I'm more interested in, because I do find when I went back last year, there are people who are very out.
Yeah, they are. There are people who are very out.
Are they? What would their risk be?
It's only two, you know. It's either people like them or people don't like them, you know. It's, but I think the society now, it's the we are starting to slowly accept, I think.
Okay, that's good.
And even if you go downtown Kuala Lumpur, if you go into, you know, places like the Twin Towers, KLCC shopping center, you see people, you can immediately identify, you know, from the way the gay, all the gay dresses and the straight men.
That isn't that different though? I mean, we've always been able to pick out gay people. It's just that, are they really out though? oh, you know what? Recently, there's this the Ouyang something.
Yes.
Yeah, he's out.
Right. And he has got a book tour, right?
Yeah, he's got a book tour, but of course, he has to be out in Singapore to talk about.
Yes.
Wait, now, is he banned in Malaysia, or can he still do book tours in Malaysia?
I'm not too sure about that.
Okay. I haven't heard much about it, so. Does that help? Is that covered pretty a lot on the Malaysian media?
No.
No?
Very minimal.
Oh. That's disappointing.
But you can read a lot about him online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So is he now like the star of, you know, the gay role model now? I mean, he's got a pretty interesting life. He was married, and then he, you know, got a divorce, and then now he has a partner. And he's also religious.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
I don't know. I don't see many people talking about it.
Did people write about it? I definitely talked about it.
Like I said, you can read a lot about him online.
Yeah, I read the Chinese article that a friend of mine sent me. So I read the Chinese article, and then I sort of, I did a translation. I think I lost him again. I did a translation of that in one of the shows before, but you know, you can find out about that. Oh, what's going on? Oh, this thing sucks, you know. It's a Skype with Malaysian internet sucks big time. Oi. Maybe we'll call it quit. I'm gonna call him back and say thanks to him. Okay, here it is. Answer. Okay.
Okay, sorry.
It really sucks, doesn't it, the connection?
Yes, frustrating.
But Yeah, is there anything else that you want to let us know? Would it be possible that in the future, maybe several months later, that we can do another one of these?
Sure.
When does it end? It never does. You know, whenever you feel like it. Whenever you feel like it.
You know, I actually feel like I'm on Oprah, you know.
Oh, I am Oprah. I am. See, my name starts with an O. I am. Yeah. I call it, Cliffy, one of the other podcasters, call me the Oprah of the of queercasting. Well, because I'm curious, I just want to know, and I'm sure other people want to know. And the main the reason why I want to ask questions like this is because there are a lot of people who are going through the same thing you have you've been through.
I'm sure.
And part of the reason why I do the show to share my personal experience is because I know that other people can relate. And when I was growing up, if I have someone that maybe a blog or a podcast I can listen to that would make me feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not the only one out there who is just attracted to men, that meant exactly. So much. That would have been a big, big thing for me. So That's why I do this. So I think a lot of your stories, that's why, you know, people are concerned and people want to check in and see how you are doing, is because they sort of can relate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe we'll have you back in the future again just to chat and see how things are going. I'm very glad that things are going good for you.
I'm glad you called.
I'm glad you let me call. I thought that you freaked out. You're like, oh my gosh, he's asking too much now. I don't want to talk about it anything anymore.
Okay.
Well, good luck with your life and good luck job hunting and good luck with Jay. And I think you got it right. I hope you've learned something about yourself. I think the more, I know it's very good to be, so giving. But at the same time, being too giving that you forget to take care of yourself, sometimes you lose your own identity in a relationship, and that is not a good thing. And yeah, I've seen that happen a lot of times. People told you that too?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very nice. It's very good. It's very generous of you to be so giving, but you know, don't give so much that you forget to take care of yourself. Then you have nothing to give Jay, which is not something you would want. And you know what? I hope the next talk that we will have, we'll probably have Jay with us too. Wouldn't that be nice?
I'll try.
You don't have to persuade. Don't have to persuade him. But it's just that this, if he listens to this, Jay, I would love to talk to you together. It'll be fun. And you know, perhaps, I don't know if you guys want to, but when I go to Malaysia, I'll let you know to see if you guys are comfortable to meet up with me. I'm a fat whore, but oh my gosh, that's my gimmick. But I'm so fat. Oh my gosh, I am trying to lose weight to go home, but I don't think that's gonna happen anytime soon. So I'm just gonna go and eat more.
No. You're not fat.
But I'm plump. I'm plump. Yeah.
No, I should put it pleasantly plump.
Oh, pleasantly plump. Okay, good. Thank you. Have you seen much of my photo? When was the last photo you saw of me?
The one with you on vacation.
Oh, okay. So that was really plump. the one on the cruise?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. Good God. Those were really plump. I was so bloated and just like stuffed with food the whole time. Good. Oh, my gosh. I even went to the gym like five nights out of seven, and I still put on 4 pounds.
You went to gym because you felt bad eating so much.
Yeah, I did, and I don't want to come home to become like 220 pounds or something. And I'm very vocal with my weight. I am 190. Oh, of course, you know, I'm so glad you don't know pounds, or you're not quite used to pounds. I am 192 today, or yesterday, whenever that was. And then when I went to the cruise ship, I went up to like 197 when I came back. I think I was at 194, 193. And then I went to the cruise and I came back 197 pounds. Good God. Okay, people are sick of me talking about fat now, though. So, but thank you.
I think as long as you're happy with yourself, you're happy with your body, and
no, I'm not.
You stay healthy.
I'm not. That's the thing. I just have to. Yeah, I know exactly what I'm supposed to do. I'm just not doing it, and and so I have no excuse. You know, it's everything is up to me. But I'm also never. I've never been the object of affection, and so it's sort of is very. I'm very comfortable being plump. You know what I mean? It's like I'm sort of already used to it. You know, my whole life I'm plump. And what did you say? Pleasantly plump?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
I was pretty fat back in school, but then I joined the scout movement, so...
The what movement?
I mean, scout movement.
Scout?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Like, a lot of outdoor activities?
Yes. So it
See, helped. I don't like outdoor activities. I'd rather sit and play with the computer. Oh, that's why I'm plump. But no, I'm working on it, and hopefully I won't be too huge that I'll crush you when I go back. How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Oh, so you're kind of average height.
Yeah, average.
See, I'm considered large because I'm about 6 foot tall and 6 feet, and six. So it would be. And I'm big in general. I'm just huge, you know. I have big face, I have big head and everything. So I'm always like the...
Everything is big, huh?
Yeah. Oh yes. Do we want to go there? Yes. The answer is yes. Okay. Please send in your application form. Oh, good God. No, I'm just large in general, and yes, okay. And yes, and so.
Okay, you have got the point.
Yeah, and but mostly fat, and so yeah, we'll probably I'll let you know, and perhaps we could even do a recording when I am actually there, speaking to you, because it's sort of even though we don't talk after the recording, and we've exchanged some emails and you know some fail attempts to do another recording, but it's still good to know, because you know I've followed some of your blogs entries, and through the podcast sometimes you sort of I feel like you know I've gained friendships from talking to guests, and also my listeners having that sort of connection with me, so it's really nice. So perhaps we can also meet up when we go home. Perhaps I'll be skinnier, not as plump, Thank you so much for being on the show, and hopefully we'll do this again. And good luck to you on everything. And people, you can go over to stories. What is it? Story of gay. Story of gay. Story of the gay JK. This is more typical of my show. When I was talking to you the last time, I have to be considerate. I cannot make crack jokes because you were feeling so bad. But no, this show is more like my usual self, because I'm just a crazy laughing whore. And so yeah, go over to the website, which is the story of JNK at blogspot.com, and there are a bunch of links of gay whatchamacallit blogs that he mentioned on the previous show, and check it out. The good one that you want, if let's say there are three or maybe just two that you would recommend for sure, what would they be? You would recommend But Enough.
Yes.
That would be But Enough About You. Oh, it's funny.
Right. Yeah. And
it's isorule.blogspot.com. ISORULE. isorule.blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm. And go to Confetti in the Wind.
Confetti in the Wind?
Yeah. He's a pilot.
Oh, he's a pilot?
Yeah.
He's gay and he's Malaysian?
Right.
Good. And yeah, go check it out. And I will check it out too. And I'm so lazy, so I'm going to probably convince them to podcast so that I don't have to go read. Because what I'm doing is, I don't know if you know, but my life is very jam-packed with activities, and I have many jobs, and I do a lot of stuff. So when I'm listening to things, I can still do other things. When I'm reading, I can't really do other things when I'm reading. So so that's probably why. And I'm also lazy. So thank you, Kay. I cannot stop the show. We would go on and do like 10 shows. So thank you, and hopefully you would write down your password this time. So we will so that you can get back online and do the show with me. Thank you so much, and we'll talk another time. Okay, good luck with everything, and Jay, think about doing it next time. Bye.
Bye.